Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Let's try something a little bit different today. I just caught wind of this. I think it's awesome. As a matter of fact, I've had it for a while. But I seen it the other day, and I thought, let's share this with our listeners. I don't believe in Santa Claus, but I'm not going to sue somebody for singing a ho, ho, ho song in December. Life, liberty, or your pursuit of happiness will not be endangered because someone says a 30-second prayer before a football game. They're just taking and talking God and talking to God and taking Him at His word and are asking Him to grant safety to the players on the field and the fans going home from the game. But it's a Christian prayer, some will argue. Well, of course it is. Yes, and according to our very own phone book, Christian churches outnumber all others better than 200-1.
Ooh.
If I went to a ping pong match in China, I would expect to hear someone pray to Buddha. Christians are just sick and tired of turning the other cheek while our courts strip us of all of our rights unlawfully and illegally. Our parents and grandparents taught us to pray before eating and to pray before we go to sleep. Our Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Now, a handful of people and their lawyers, like the ACLU, a communist organization, PS, that's just a side note, are telling you to cease praying. Stop. God help us, and if the last sentence offends you, well, just sue me. The silent majority have been silent long enough. It's time that we let that one or two who scream loud enough to be heard, all part of the propaganda machine, by the way, that the vast majority don't care what they want. It's time that the majority rules. We are ruled by God's moral law, but friends, I want you to understand that we're actually ruled by the Republican form of government, not a democracy. So, in other words, we're ruled by law, not by opinion or by some screaming whack job liberal. Folks, it's time that we tell them you don't have to pray. You don't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You don't even have to believe in God or attend services that honor Him, although you are in major error. That's your right. But we're fighting back, and we're going to win, and we are winning. And after all, the God that you have the right to denounce is on our side. God bless. God bless us one and all, especially those who denounce Him. God bless America despite her faults, still the greatest nation of all. God bless our servicemen who are fighting to protect our rights and to uphold our Constitution. May this be the year that the silent majority is heard and we put God back as the foundation of our family and institutions. Friends, keep looking up because it is in God we trust. And I really have to say, I really like that.
Yeah, I really like that too. You know, it's interesting when you observe and you talk about all these different things and going back and forth. And even we just finished with Christmas, and we mentioned Christmas and what you were saying just there. Benjamin Franklin said, "How many observe Christ's birthday? How few His precepts? Oh, 'tis easier to keep holidays than commandments." So when you're looking at that and you're going forward and you're saying, well, listen, you know, I don't do this, but I don't do this. If someone wants to do this, you know, so on and so forth, and going down the whole line of things. And it's up to us to say, listen, we have a country to fight for. It's time for us to do our job.
Exactly. Well, that's what patriots do. And by the way, that's what Christians do and conservatives. That's what they do. And it's just important that
Christians,
you know that. I had to say it. I wanted
all,
everybody to hear it.
Like
today.
One and the same, aren't they? Like
they
Christians and patriots, it goes
all
hand
comes
in
from
hand.
The Christ.
Exactly.
A conservative as a preservative, and what preserves salt does, it stops the putrefaction of society, and we're called to be the salt and the light of the world. So there's your answer.
Amen.
Easy like that. Folks,
like
if you'd
them.
Like to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Go to Facebook again, Sons of Liberty Media. Actually, on Facebook, sorry, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media, and or you can go to Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E. Folks, going over to Sons of Liberty Media real quick, I just wanted to highlight a couple articles that we just posted. Off-duty cop amazingly stops armed robber. The victim actually attributes God. He lays it to God as being the reason that he was spared. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama unsure of condemning Taliban over school massacre. Folks, you should take a look at some of these pictures. Incredible. Sons of Liberty Media, it's not white privilege, it's American privilege, pulling the race card, friends. As well, we got on Sons of Liberty Media what the interview Sony hacking debacle is all about. Hollywood getting its due for supporting radicalism. Folks, you reap what you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. What was the Boston Tea Party really about? This is done by a 10-year-old. He's actually got 202 views already.
Does he?
Just posted it, yes. Pretty crazy stuff.
Oh, Sam rocks that gauge, doesn't he?
We also have what it's like over in Mexico right now. I guess it's really important that they're an armed people, and I'm trying to figure out how that works for them, but for some reason we have our governments actually trying to disarm the American people. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, newly released Fast and Furious documents, ATF just justified new gun control regulations while delivering arms to Mexican drug cartels. Again, folks, what you have is them actually contriving the crimes, and then they lay it to the American people, and then they pass laws to go against the American people, and that's what they just did again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why the need for another conversation about race? Haven't we have been having one, says the article. We also have on there, police say this Texas man did what every homeowner should do. What he did to protect his family was astounding. So again, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also got some stuff in there from yesterday on the scroll. Michelle Bachmann and the such, Cheryl Atkinson exposing Benghazi and Barack Hussein Obama again for his crimes against we the people. Patriots have had enough. There's actually stage, felony. Well, they're actually protesting gun legislation in Washington, D.C. There's quite a few people that showed up. Folks, you might want to take a look at what's going on over there in D.C. In Washington, the state of Washington, because I told you this was coming, friends. It's just a given that it's going to happen. We also have American sniper Chris Kyle's father warned filmmaker that he would literally stir up a whole lot of hell if they disrespected his son's honor. And I hope he meant that literally.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, because if that was my kid, I'd have a real problem with it. And where are the faithful men among us?
Amen to that.
Where are the faithful among us?
You know, it's really hard to find a faithful man and a faithful woman, and it's really hard to find those who really look at the bigger picture rather than themselves. It's really hard to find men and women who are selfless rather than selfish, where they can say, it's not about, you know, me and my needs and what I want to do and my life and my home. When they look out and say, listen, it's about God's glory. It's about doing that which I've called to do, been called to do by God, and seeking and saving that which is lost selflessly as Christ selflessly sacrificed.
Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates it in this life will find it.
That's right.
Sounds scriptural to me. We got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is for all the blue-haired so they can rock this while they're driving down the highway. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, if you'd like to be a part of the show over the next 2 hours, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I wanted to play this really quick for you because, again, these are one of the things that we've warned you about concerning this administration, how the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And when we're talking about environmentalists, okay, you need to understand that you are dealing with the people that are using totalitarian methodologies. In other words, it's not about Mother Earth. It's an excuse to tax the people so they can basically rob your finances literally by calling it a tax and then reallocating those finances to feed some monster that they want to use to pull the control over the eyes and the wool over the eyes of the American people so that they can, again, to their own demise, the American people can pay for their own demise through judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to tax people through global warming. Now, in saying that, just not to get too far off base here, John Kerry Lurch, you can call him whatever you want to call him, twists scripture in a foreign land. Bible commands America to protect Muslims from global warming. Check this out.
When Sharif started drafting the U.S. strategy on religious leader and faith community engagement, he began with two words: religion matters. We're making that a mantra here at the State Department in our foreign policy. Our faiths are inextricably linked on any number of things that we must confront and deal with in policy concepts today. Our faiths are inextricably linked on the environment. For many of us, respect for God's creation also translates into a duty to protect and sustain His first creation, Earth, the planet. Before God created man, He created heavens and earth. Confronting climate change is, in the long run, one of the greatest challenges that we face. And you can see this duty or responsibility laid out in scriptures clearly, beginning in Genesis.
I'd like to see that.
Where do you
Muslim
find
majority
climate change?
Countries
Hang on.
Are among the most vulnerable.
The Muslims.
Our response to this challenge ought to be rooted in a sense of stewardship of Earth. And for me and for many of us here today, that responsibility comes from God.
To take care of Mother Earth.
Okay.
But wait a second. This is the administration that's advocating, and it's advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb.
Exactly right.
But it's out trying to protect Mother Earth. Do you understand the mentality, folks? These are mentally ill individuals. I'm not even saying that just to throw it out there. There's some sick folks. Now, I also have another question. God is faithful to 1,000 generations. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He is, as in the present. He is alive forevermore. We serve the God of the living, not the God of the dead. But isn't it interesting to anybody that, we need to take note of this really is what it comes down to. Isn't it interesting that, you know, what do you suppose God did for thousands of years, for 5,000 years before John Kerry and this criminal administration got here?
Yeah, seriously.
What do you think? I mean, because it says in Scripture, it says that he's faithful to 1,000 generations, the earth abideth still.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you suppose God did before John Kerry got here?
I mean, God knows what he's doing. Maybe God actually made John Kerry. Maybe he's the creator, and maybe John Kerry is just the creation.
I was thinking this, because Scripture does tell us that the Lord actually used a dumb ass, literally, to rebuke the prophet that wouldn't listen to what he was saying to him.
Yes, that's in Scripture.
But maybe there's a dumb ass rebuking the dumb asses. I mean, that's all I can think of.
Well, the thing is, you know, here we have John Kerry, who, as you mentioned, he's
a dumb ass.
Yeah,
and by the way, I'm saying that as in a donkey. Yeehaw, yeehaw. Right?
Yeah, and what? Yeah, exactly. When you look at it, here's a guy, like you mentioned, okay, he's pro-choice, which means he's for the murder of babies in the womb.
He's anti-life,
okay,
is what he is.
Yes, and he's pro-murder. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
So he's pro-murder, and then he has the audacity to pick up the Bible and start talking about Scripture, which I'm sorry, but global warming just ain't in the Bible. Neither is climate change.
No, do you remember what happened in that global warming scenario a couple years ago?
It just ticks me off when you have people who are absolutely lawless. They are God haters, not God fearing people. But then when it's convenient for them and their message and the propaganda that they're trying to push, they pick up a Bible and say, well, Scripture says this. Like, really, can you tell me what Scripture says that?
Yeah.
Can you point your finger to that Bible? I mean,
I would like to see it.
Yeah, I can read where God hates hands that shed innocent blood like you're talking about, but I'm not seeing the global warming and it's our number one job.
And it also tells us a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish.
Yeah, and
He shall have his part in the lake of fire.
That's
of course.
Right. We should be worried about the souls of human beings, and I'm not saying not take care of the earth, but what are we more concerned about? The planet or our babies, for example.
No,
people,
in all seriousness, you're right. Now, let me take it on a lighter note. Maybe Lurch still thinks he's doing a sitcom called The Addams Family. I don't know.
Better doing a sitcom called The Addams Family and out of government replace him with the God-fearing man.
No, this is the sad part about it. Most people will look at John Kerry and not take him seriously whatsoever, because you really can't. But the fact of the matter is while the rest of the world's laughing at our representatives, the joke is on the American people that allowed him to go there in the first place to say the stupid things that he's saying.
Yeah. And to have the audacity to say God's backing up what he says through his word is...
Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar he is.
Horrible.
And he will.
Yeah.
And God is not mocked. And that's exactly what you have here. But it kind of reminds me of... It kind of reminds me a little bit of Pelosi when she talked about the word.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I know. Here's the lady that... She literally looked like a hissing cat. What was that congressman's name? Joe? Who was said, you lie.
Wilson.
Joe Wilson. There you go. You lie. And when I saw her reaction to what he said, it was almost like...
Well, sure she did.
Like
she doesn't want her cloak of covering taken off.
And of course, we have another woman here who's obviously pro-murder. But then these politicians, it's so amazing to me how they just pull the Bible card out of the bag when it's convenient for what they want.
And you know what,
say.
For the most part, again, most people don't believe this garbage. But what's interesting about it is that they feel that if they use Scripture, it will put the 78% of those that profess their Christianity to sleep.
Yep.
Because they know that 78% of those that profess their Christianity in America don't know the difference as if it's in the Word or if it's not in the Word.
Right, exactly. And you hear this lady who's just...
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Pelosi.
Okay, now hang on a second, because we got a special gift for you. So
okay.
Here we go.
I can hardly wait.
All right.
What is your favorite this? What is your favorite that? What is your favorite that? And at one time, what is your favorite word? And I said, my favorite word, that is really easy. My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference. You know the gospel reference of the word. And that word.
Oh, okay.
Is we have to give voice to what that means in terms of public policy that would be in keeping with the values of the word.
Okay, well, yeah,
But hee-haw. That's what we have here.
A donkey, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, so you look at this, and I just makes me want to punch something. We need a punching bag in the studio so I can just release my energy here while I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
Because you have a woman who is pro-murder, okay? She goes against everything that Scripture tells us. She has the audacity to do that, and then she has the audacity even more to come back and use Scripture when it's quote-unquote convenient for her. She's talking about the word. I doubt she's ever read that word a day in her life. You know, the Bible says, again, going back to this, because she's pro-choice, pro-murder, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Okay, and we're going that we're supposed to be honest. We're not supposed to lie. Thou shalt not lie. Okay, so we see these politicians over and over and over again being busted lying. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. We see where money is their god. Whatever gets them paid, they go for. Okay, we're talking about having idols and
everything. Right. Stick to the word.
Well, that's what I'm saying is this is what the word says, and she has the audacity to pull.
I'm putting into the word
the context.
Using it in context when it concerns the word here. But that's exactly right. Do you remember Bill Clinton's vice president,
Al Gore?
Al Gore, remember that joker? He's an environmentalist, too.
Yeah.
For those that did not know. He's another dumb ass.
I mean,
literally. Hee-haw. Right? Now, what's interesting about Al Gore is he actually recited John 16:3 talking about Scripture. Now, folks, does anybody know what John 16:3 states? It's King James Bible. I'll go there. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me.
Wow, the Lord just said them up there.
He tried to say John 3:16. He said it completely backwards. And, of course, who gets the last laugh?
The Lord does.
Every single time.
Yeah.
He's not mocked.
Read that again.
These things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me.
So they're trying to act all spiritual by quoting Scripture. They end up quoting the wrong Scripture, and the Lord's rebuking them in the Scripture that they accidentally use. Isn't that divine?
Without fail.
Absolutely.
Every single time. And guess we have Barack Hussein Obama, the devil himself, giving quotes. Well, hey, folks, that should come as no surprise.
That's
because
right.
You can see that the enemy of your soul had the temerity and the audacity to actually confront Jesus with the Word of God. If you didn't know the word, that's why I'm here telling you. Be right back.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is one of those shows where it just kind of took over. We didn't plan on talking about these dumb asses. Hee-haw, hee-haw. Matter of fact, when you get a moment, go to 2 Peter 2:16. It talks about what was rebuked for his iniquity, his lawlessness. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet.
He actually spoke.
Oh, he did speak.
God can use anyone or anything he wants.
Yes, and speaking of another dumb ass, hee-haw, hee-haw. It really does matter that people understand the context in what I'm saying this, folks, because this is absolutely ridiculous. But look at whose mouths are coming forth with this. Out of the abundance of their hearts, their mouths are speaking, and they're doing it in such a fashion where everybody's looking at them literally like, what are you doing? You're so far out in left field. As a matter of fact, case in point, here's another guy you may have known or heard of before, but listen to what he does and listen to how he does it.
Yeah, good book says, don't throw stones in glass houses. Or make sure we're looking at the log in our eye before we're pointing out the mote in other folks' eyes. And I think that's as true in politics as it is in life.
Isn't that interesting? He got half of it right.
He sounds like he's really
right. He
really
took it out of context, Matthew 7. But the first part, don't throw rocks in glass houses. I've never heard that.
I don't believe that that's actually
I thought it was don't
scripture.
Throw rocks at glass houses, but that's not in Scripture. It has nothing to do with Scripture.
Yeah, and did you hear how he was bringing that
or
up?
Or don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house,
yeah.
Either way.
Well, here's the deal. Did you hear how he was talking to you? He's like, well, the Scripture says, I hope I'm getting this right. The good book says, it's like, how much of your administration in your life do you think is living by that good book? Because Jesus said, you know a man by their fruits. So people can say that they're Christians all day long. Even the devils believe and tremble. And as you mentioned before the break, Bradley, Satan was the one quoting scripture to Jesus. So don't say, well, you know, if they're quoting scripture, they got to be Christians. Listen, Satan.
But he does it in halves truths, yep, just like this devil did.
Exactly. And look at the same thing Satan did. So we can look and say,
well, here.
Don't say, well, just because what they say. Well, even Satan knew the scripture enough to quote it to Jesus.
2 Peter 2, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness they shall be, well, with fiend words, counterfeit words, make merchandise of you. Is that exactly what we're talking about here? Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto them that should afterward live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, the righteous. Folks, judgment floats the church's boat. Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. What are we talking about? Oh, speaking of unlawful deeds. Now, folks, if they don't know the word, they sure don't know anything about the Constitution, because we know that the Bible is what our common law is based upon. And the Declaration of Independence is the seedbed. Okay? So what's on top of that? The Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So if they don't know what everything's predicated upon, then how are they going to know the latter? How do they know what's going to come out of the branches, or identify what's coming out of the branches, if they don't know the seed that's been planted?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand, friends? Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that not only do they not know the Word of God, but, friends, they sure don't know the Constitution of the United States. Here's Pelosi again being interviewed. Now, listen to how she messes this up, just to share with you their stupidities.
But I think that you took one piece of it. We're talking about... No further sales of assault weapons. What is the justification for an assault weapon? No further sales of those. No further sales of the increased capacity 30. The gun, we're talking about background checks, which is very popular even among gun owners and hunters. We avow the First Amendment. We stand with that and say that people have a right to have a gun to protect themselves in their homes and their jobs.
We're playing it out for the very purpose that we're waiting for someone to respond to what she just said.
Yeah.
Will you just rewind that just a little bit there, Chase? Interesting. Did anybody catch what she said? She's talking about gun ownership. She's talking about the right to bear arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's trying to justify all these background checks. Oh, they're very popular among... No. Nobody likes them. But I want you to hear it again. Go ahead, Chase.
Well, and even if it was popular, that doesn't matter. I mean, that's one of the things that I noticed right away. It's like she's talking about the popular vote, and it's like, regardless of the popularity of a law, it's the law that matters.
That's right.
I mean, if 99% of people were against or for abortion, for example, that wouldn't make it law.
Yeah, and that makes reference back to Thomas Jefferson when he was talking about a mobocracy. And I say that during our tea parties. I don't care if 99% of the population is against the law that God gave. I'm standing on the side of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. And again, what Chase is saying is we're ruled by law, not by opinion, friends. We're not ruled because a majority of the people in this position or in this particular situation said so. I don't care if everybody's for it.
That's right.
But the fact of the matter is nobody is for it for the most part. Except her liberal, lawless criminal friends. But I want you to hear this again. Play that one more time, Chase.
On gun owners and hunters, we avow the First Amendment. We stand with that and say that people have a right to have a gun to protect themselves.
Whoa, stop. Did you catch that, Sam? I got a 10-year-old in the back with Chase producing the show right now. What did she say wrong there?
Well, she actually messed it up with the First Amendment. It was actually the Second Amendment that has the right to bear arms.
That's right. And what exactly is Article 2 of the Bill of Rights? I'm just curious.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That means violated, friends. Yep. Shall not be violated. Now, you have a legislator, a lawmaker that doesn't even know the Bill of Rights?
It's unbelievable.
Is this helping you understand as to why America, you're in the position that you are right now? And I'm not mocking. Listen, I'm in the boat with you, friends. But again, it comes to the point, friends, where we have to wake up and ask ourselves, why are we allowing these people, the blind leading the blind? They're all going to end up in the ditch. Why are we allowing them to drag us into the ditch or lead us to the ditch?
Yeah, and she's not just some no-name individual. She is one of the quote-unquote leaders of government. She can't even get the Second Amendment right. She's talking about the First Amendment when she's talking about, it's just unbelievable. It's like, so you're relating, you know, freedom of religion, the press, you're relating that to Article 2? I just, seriously, she's quoting Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So here she is going on and on and on and on and on about guns and about, you know, background checks and why do we need these types of rifles and so on and so forth. We avow the First Amendment. Well, I just told you what the First Amendment was. She's talking about the freedom of religion and press and speech
right.
when she's supposed to be talking about we have the right to bear arms.
That's
the
right.
Second Amendment.
Right.
Right.
But these are the people that America tolerates, and, and friends, they're still there. Now, we didn't mean to go this way, but we just kind of got caught up on lurch here. And that would be none other than our
John Kerry.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't call him Lurch, as a matter of fact. It was actually someone that said, are you talking about Lurch? And it was John Kerry. And I kind of took a second take, and I started to laugh. And I thought, well, I don't want to make fun of God's creation, but in this situation, this guy, he's doing it to himself. So I just want to help him along just a little bit.
There's enough to make fun of if it wasn't so horrible what they are doing in the fruit of their ways. I mean, put aside their looks, put aside their weirdoisms, put aside their, you know, everything that they are and how whack jobby they come across as being. I mean, that's the only way I can describe Ms. Pelosi.
Well, can you imagine what these foreign people know? I'm sorry. Can you imagine what these foreign people thought when they heard him say that? Like, dude, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Where are you at? And they're probably laughing within themselves saying, now we have our opportunity to overthrow America because these are just the people we can use to get it over.
Well, they're opening the door
in
so many cases, you know, for that to happen and for people to feel confident coming against America because we're not defending ourselves as we should, nor are we being aggressive as we should. I mean, we can go down the line of protecting Israel and everything else. But the bottom line is here is going back to what we always say is, you know, a man by their fruits. So putting aside what these people look like, how weird they come across, what are they doing? And it's absolute, I don't know if the word is pride or arrogancy to pick up scripture and quote it when it's convenient for you as you live a lawless life going against everything the Bible says.
The point is, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't know the harvest that they're going to reap by doing it.
Right. You sow the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind.
That's exactly right. Let me go back to 2 Peter and just tell me if this applies to what we're talking about right now. Having eyes full of adultery. Folks, treachery is the word. They are unfaithfulness and oath to the United States, and first to their God and to their people, secondly. And they cannot cease from sin, violate God's moral law, beguiling unstable souls, those that don't know the difference. A heart have they exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, God calls them, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam for gain, friends, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. These are the people we're talking about here, friends. But he was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with his man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. But the problem here is we have an ass speaking to an ass.
Right, exactly.
And that's exactly what we're dealing with here, friends. So it's,
and according to scripture, and I want to go back to a quote that Augustine said. It's Augustine, I know people say that a little differently.
Augustine. Said my little boy.
Augustine.
Oh.
I've always said Augustine, but I guess it's Augustine is the proper pronunciation. But he said, right is right even if no one is doing it, and wrong is wrong even if everyone is doing it. So we can say, going back, we were talking about, you know, if it's a popular law or not, whatever God says is right no matter if anybody else agrees with it. And what God says is wrong no matter if everyone else says it's right. So going back to abortion, homosexuality, anything in our country, if it goes against God's word, no matter how many people are for it,
William Penn said the same thing.
Bottom line.
Yeah, and by the way, anything that stands contrary to God's moral law, said William Blackstone, it's null and void.
Amen.
You cannot enact that law.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network, as they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Another thing. Let's go back to these politicians who use scriptures. Now, what's also interesting is the fact that when we go back to Barack Hussein Obama, for those that did not know, he's a Saul Alinsky disciple, and this is common knowledge. Saul Alinsky actually credited Satan for the inspiration to write Rules for Radicals. So the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to a guy like this who blatantly... He blatantly mocks Christian scripture. Here he is right now.
Which passages of scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay? Or we could go with Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith? Or should we just stick to the Sermon on the Mount? A passage that is so radical that it's doubtful that our own Defense Department would survive its application.
Now,
folks haven't been reading their Bibles.
Folks haven't been reading their Bibles. Folks, he took that and turned Scripture on its head.
Yep.
He meant to demean Scripture there for you. He was trying to condemn Scripture there for you. Oh, folks, very dangerous.
Condemning God, basically.
Very dangerous. But why are these politicians feeling so free to use Scripture like that?
And no fear of God. It's unbelievable. I mean, and the thing is, too, is, you know, it's interesting. So I'm sitting here thinking, it's like, you know, we keep grabbing this.
It's good that you're thinking.
Well, yeah, it's good. But we keep grabbing this content. Why do we keep grabbing this content? Because there's no short of politicians who are going against God, saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. It's coming out of their own mouths, friends. And when you mentioned about Saul Alinsky accrediting Satan and Barack Obama loving Saul Alinsky, being one of his disciples, like you said, they're not hiding what they're all about.
No, not at all.
Blatantly thanking Satan. He's blatantly mocking scripture.
Yep.
He has the audacity and the pride and the arrogance to do that. He's condemning God. It's the creation, pointing the finger at the creator and saying, I know more than you.
Well, and it shows you what he means to do. He means to put his feet up on top of scripture and rule the roost. Isaiah 14. He means to ascend his throne above God's by demeaning the word.
Sounds
and folks,
like someone else in scripture.
Oh, it doesn't go very
shall
far,
be
does
like
it?
The most high.
And for the people that actually tolerate it, the Bible says that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So here we have it. But now check this out, folks. This is what like I said, at the beginning of the show, we didn't mean to go down that road. I just wanted to play a little carry for you, just
that's
to show you the stupidity and the danger that is that America is in by tolerating these minds to actually go to other countries and make a joke out of who you are by allowing them to actually represent who you are. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And why is that? Well, let's go back to the church. You know, John Adams, again, he said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society, but what if there's no difference between the light and the darkness?
Another congregant comes to you, hypothetically, it may have happened, and says, you know, I really want to re-elect President Obama, but I've heard he's a Muslim. And in fact, in that Pew survey that came out not that long ago, 18% of folks say he's really a Muslim. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, I would tell them that I've been with the president at the Easter breakfasts, not 5 feet away from him, heard him talk about his faith, talk about redemption, talk about salvation. And, you know, I just believe in all my heart that he's a Christian. He says he is. Again, I wouldn't try to push people away. I mean, if, you know, that's just the opposite of what we're supposed to do. And so I would encourage him in that.
Is this guy incredible? Seriously? That was none other than Mr. Olstein.
Yeah. Listen to what he says.
Christian.
Okay, so here's a guy who pastors like this huge mega church, like biggest mega church in America. Okay,
best is good too.
Yeah, well, biggest, best. What?
Best. I'm high fiving you. That's different. That's unique.
That's right. I'm trying to keep
original.
A little original today. But you know what he says? Listen to what he said. Now, obviously, he doesn't know scripture neither because he says
he's a heretic.
Well, I believe he's a Christian. I mean, he says he is.
I'm not judging him by the fruit that Jesus told us to judge him by.
Does the Bible say you know them by what they say, or did he say you judge a man by his fruit?
Now, keep in mind, this is an administration that has been called out over 900 times for transgressing the Constitution of the United States of America.
Oh,
I just
can't believe it. Yeah, and when he says, too, when he also says, well, I wouldn't. So, basically, he's being asked the question, if one of your congregants came to you and said, well, I heard Barack Obama's a Muslim, I don't want to vote for him, what would you do? He would say, well, I believe he's Christian. I mean, he says he is. I mean, I wouldn't push them away. You mean you wouldn't push them away from a candidate that was for the slaughtering of innocent in the womb?
It shows you the difference between a hireling and a shepherd.
That's right.
What we have is this self-proclaimed shepherd opening the doors to the wolves to come in and devour the flock. Now, how is that jive in America?
Yeah, even too, just going to this a little bit of a side note, but if you're even looking at his wife, too, Victoria, she says, when you're worshiping God, you're not really doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself.
For yourself.
Yeah.
That southern twang.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you think about that, what do you mean when you worship God, you're doing it for yourself?
Do that again. I really like the way you did that.
When you worship God, you're not really doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself. I mean, that's exactly how she said that. And you think about it, it's like, we're worshiping God for ourselves. So we're our own God now then. We're our own idols. We've created a God to suit our image. And I guess we're it.
Because we're not
worshiping him. We're worshiping ourselves.
Do that one more time. I really like this. Just really give it the southern twang way.
All right. Here we go. Well, when you're worshiping God, you're not just worshiping him, and you're not doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself.
For yourself.
That's right. I mean, and Obama.
My goodness.
And Obama, I mean, I believe he's Christian.
Yeah.
I mean, he says he is. I certainly would.
I guess when you plant an apple seed,
away.
Now it brings forth oranges.
Oh, see, this
you
is
you plant
like,
corrupt seed, and I guess you get a good harvest now.
Yeah, I think for those of you listening out there who would like to donate a punching bag, perhaps you own a boxing studio, and you like a punching bag.
Sure.
You just put in the studio here. You know, you can put it on the, you know, webcast. So okay. During the breaks, we can let out a little bit of this aggression. Every time we hear all this stupidity, it literally
now,
boils your
now
blood.
Now, let me ask you something. Yes, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But isn't that upon the rule of repentance? Those that are dead in sin, they're quickened by grace.
You mean
Ephesians
we actually
2?
Have to
okay,
really
so
repent?
The law detects that Augustine,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The law detects and grace conquers. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out where the grace is because Scripture tells me that Jesus came to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. And going before that in Matthew 1:21, he said that he came into the world to save his people from their sins, not in them.
That's right.
Okay, so taking that over to 1 John 5:18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of him, that being God, keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Amen. Well,
I don't know. Maybe he's just a ventriloquist or something.
I don't know if this is like a novel concept appeal, but you mean you might actually have to go to the Creator and own up, per se, for your sins, actually feel the guilt and the condemnation and the weight of your transgressions of God's holy law and sincerely have your heart converted? You know,
you mean
you really actually have to go to God in sincerity in order for him to come into your heart and convert your heart and really make you a son and daughter of God? I mean, is that so foreign to people to think that you might have to submit your will and yourself and repent before God in order for him?
Oh, this is so condemning.
I know.
This is so condemning. No, condemnation is to those that love darkness rather than the light, friends. If you love the truth and you love the light of men, Jesus Christ, you'd be cheering everything on that we're saying here in every sense of the word, because this is what liberates people is the truth, not the lie, not to keep it covered up, not to keep it over in a dark corner and just say, hey, don't bother them. They're not bothering us. Oh, friends, for those that are in the darkness and they operate in the darkness, you better bet your bottom dollar it affects everything that you do, and it's catching up to you. Read Isaiah 42, because some say that it burneth us not when it's round about, but when in fact it is.
And some people say, well, I just don't like to hear the truth. The truth is just offensive to me. Well, you know what the Bible says? The truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You're only going to find freedom when you, first of all, listen to the truth, accept the truth, and submit your life and your whole being to that truth, namely what Christ did for us on the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ. But you cannot accept Christ without first, you know, dying to yourself. He who takes not up his cross daily and follows me is not worthy of me.
Right.
It's
really what it is Exodus
live.
20, driving the law drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. So read Galatians 3:20 and then I'm turning 24, Galatians 3:24 and go to Psalm 19:7 and then go to Exodus 20 and then go over and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
That's
because
right.
That's exactly what the law does, is it drives you to the foot of the cross.
Our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. It is only Christ that can justify you,
now,
but you do have that
really quick
there.
I wanted to say this. It's interesting how he was trying to condemn Scripture, which again he was taking it way out of context, but it's interesting that he's buddy and he's allied with those that do the very things that he was condemning, like stoning women, you know, throwing acid on their faces, raping women without consequence, jihading every Tom, Dick, and Harry that they don't like. It's amazing.
Kill the infidel.
Kill the infidel if you don't turn. It's amazing how this man contradicts himself, and what amazes me even more is that he's still there.
Yep.
He's still there.
That the American people have allowed him to still be there.
Yes.
Well, I do want to say this, and I want to highlight this as we come to the close of our first hour. We're coming up to hour two in a moment. But for those of you listening and say, listen, I want to support what you guys do, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Perhaps this is the first time you've listened to the show. Check out the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll sure to be blessed. And we thank you for all you can do to support what we are and what we're doing.
Okay, cool. What we're going to do when we get back, I'll tell you when we get back. But it's going to be fun. Let's drop the hammer. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. See you on the other side.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.